Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to each and everyone. This is Apostle Lillian Miller. I am so glad that you tune in and broadcast. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for another Monday. I thank God for another day that we still among the living and not the dead. I thank God for another opportunity. And I just thank and praise the Lord for the finishing work of Christ. I thank and praise the Lord for Peter said that grace and peace be multiplied us through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and how God have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And I don't know about you, that is sweet music to my ears. I just thank and praise the Lord so much. We've been in a series of talking about the seven words, is it God we are to heal? We done went through various scriptures to let you know your faith begins where the will of God is known. That when the Lord told me to do some sharing on this, some teaching, he reminded me that sin and sickness is one of the two giant things that Satan uses to fight. They two giants designed by Satan to destroy us. So forgiveness and healing are joined as twin blessings, designed by God to redeem mankind. And there too again, as I stated, your faith begins where the will of God is known. The will of God is God's word. When Jesus was led of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil, the Bible tells us that Jesus always, when the enemy spoke to him, it tells us that Jesus always said what was written. And I'm going to tell you, in the time of temptation, you got to really watch what's coming out of your mouth. That is one of the is very important, because that's where your victory lies. You know, I don't forget who was teaching it, but I was listening at this minister one time, and they were saying when you first in an attack, or first you being attacked by the enemy, that first word that come out of your mouth going to be the word that take you through. In other words, you need to know what God say in his word. So we're just going to continue with that. In March, the whole month of March, we talked about renewing your mind. So you can really say what we is renewing our mind based upon what the Bible say about sickness and disease. So there too, again, as I stated, this is so important. Regardless to whether his sickness or disease or anything else, you need to know what God say about it. In Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the Bible tells us that God is not a man that he will not, nor the son of man that he will repent. Has not God said it, God won't bring it to pass. There too, again, God told Jeremiah, I haste to perform my word. I watch over my word to perform it. The Bible tells us in Titus, the first chapter, that God do not lie. And there too, again, a lot of time, people might not just open up their mouth and say, God, you lied. But anytime, if you're not seeing the manifestation, the promise that God made to you through his word, guess what? You're calling him a lie. When you said, I tried it, it didn't work. And there too, again, I found out his processes when it come down to deliverance, what you believe in God for, if it's not selling it immediately. But we're going to continue with this. And we even talked about praying for our spiritual eyes to come open. And, you know, I was listening at one of Dr. Jerry Savelle. Jerry's now has been transitioned. He's with the Lord. He done transitioned to heaven. But nevertheless, we thank and praise the Lord. Mighty man of God, man of faith, man that taught faith. And I would thank God, you know, every year, at the end of the year, God would give him a prophetic word. But what really blessed me about all of it, he would teach on it the whole year. he would go around, because he said God told him, wherever you go, to share this word. But nevertheless, as I stated, it is so important that one of our armor is the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And so many people want victory, and I had to learn this. The victory, the promise being fulfilled, is not automatic. It's some things that you and I have to do. Yes, yes. Jesus did the hard part. We got the easy part, really. But a lot of times, some people don't believe it. We have the easy part. Like I said, we've been talking about, is it God will to heal? Because before you can truly put your faith and confidence in the will of God, which is, you know, God healing your body, you got to really know what God said. Listen, it's not, you know, a lot of time, and I experience this, a lot of time people base their faith healing on other people's experience with it. But listen, you're not going to last long if you're doing that, because I had to find out that you had to shed all unbelief and doubt out of your mind, you know. And see, the Bible tells us, I think in Romans the 12th chapter, I'm sorry, Paul said that, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. And he said, don't be, and I want to read some from the Message Bible, you know, what is said in the Message Bible about renewing your mind. And I'm telling you, it is so important. If you want to believe God, you got to know what God's word says about you, about your situation, whatever you may be dealing with. Because like I say, a lot of times people say, I believe God, and you asking one of my teachers, one of my mentors, the late Ida Bear Parker, used to say to us, you know, she said, what you believe in God for? And we would be quick to say, we believe in God for so-and-so. And then she, in the midst of, she would ask us this question, what scripture are you standing on? Or what you, and you know, a lot of times we couldn't tell her. She said, you, it's an easy prey to the enemy. She said, because the enemy going to surely cause you not to receive what you believe in for, because you don't know what the words say about what you believe in for. And there too, again, as I stated, it is so important to know what the words say. So I pray that the word, as we continue today with it, you know, we've been reading scriptures pertaining to it. Amen. But I want to read this from the Message Bible, Romans the first chapter, Romans that 12th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 2. It says, so here's what I want you to do. Well, y'all, you know, a lot of time I pray before I come on the air. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, again, I just want to say thank you for your word today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that going to assist us. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will bring knowledge, understanding, enlightenment to those that would tune in. I thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways and over everyone that have tuned in. So, Father, I just decree knowledge, understanding, and enlightenment and revelation will come to those that have tuned in Jesus' name. He says, so here, I'm in Romans the 12th chapter, as I state, I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, so here, what I want you to do, God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture. And that's something else. I find out when you do come to God, you got to do away with your culture. I remember the Bible tells us how God told Abraham to leave his kindred, his family. God told him to leave them, to get away from them. I tell you, when you first get born again, it is so important that you renew your mind and keep your mind renewed. I want you to hear me good. It is so important that you renew your mind and keep your mind renewed. It is so important to renew your mind with what the Word say. A lot of times people say, well, I didn't have time to read the Bible. Let me tell you something. Every day that you and I live, believe it or not, you intaking information, whether it's negative or positive, but you is intaking some kind of information. And believe it or not, somewhere down the road, that information going to affect your life. You'll find yourself repeating it. You'll find yourself doing it. But I'm telling you, the Word of God, the Bible said heaven and earth may pass away, but the Word of God will endure, because God in His Word is one. You can't separate God from His Word, okay? His embrace is that adjust to your culture that you fit in it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out, ready, recognizing what He wants from you. Quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God bring the best out of you, develop well-formed maturity in you. And like I said, that's the Message Bible. And like I said, Paul said, don't be conformed to this world. And there's so many things that's happening on the earth at this time. The Bible tells us that the wicked going to get worse, but we as born-again believers, we supposed to be getting better. But let me tell you something. You're not going to get strong. You're not going to get better. You're not going to get strong if you're not a student of the Word of God. I want you to hear me. That's one of the detractions the enemy would do. He don't want you to know what God's saying. He don't want you to get in this Word and read it. I call the Bible. You know, you that have tuned into this broadcast regularly, you know, I call the Word my manual for life. My Bible is the manual for my life. Okay, as I stated, so we stopped at Matthew the 8th. I want you to let's go back to Matthew the 8th chapter. And like I said, we've been reading scripture, because there too again, you need to put your eyes on it. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, I already know all it is to know about healing. No, you don't. Even though healing is the atonement, Jesus, through Jesus' death, he reconciles mankind back to God. We stated that on yesterday we was ministering, and a lot of times people, David said, I was born and shaped in the iniquity in my mother's womb. Believe it or not, when we as a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body. When you first come on this earth, when you and I come out of our mother womb, we are spiritually blind. Listen at me good. Really, you are spiritually dead. You don't know what's happening or whatever. And that's why a person that's not saved, you are spiritually blind. You think you know, but you do not know. That's another reason why it's so important. Because once you get born again, our spirit come alive. And since God is the spirit and we are the spirit, we be able to connect and communicate with God. Okay? But in Matthew, the 8th chapter, and then we're going to start at that 5th verse. It says, when Jesus entered to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of palsy, grievous torment. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man of unauthority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard of it, he mocked and said unto them that followed, verily say unto you, have not I found so great a faith, not in Israel? Other words, this man was a soldier, and he understood what it meant to have authority. So he looked and he compared Jesus, he have authority over men, but Jesus have authority over sickness and disease. That's the point I wanted you to make. He recognized that Jesus had a walk in authority like he did, but Jesus operate and have an authority over sickness and disease, but he have authority over mankind. And there too, again, that's why I say you need to read the word, because see, Jesus went around in Jesus' ministry, in his earthly ministry, Jesus revealed God's will in action and power in demonstration. Now, when I get in the part to talk about the ongoing ministry of the church, you're going to probably hear me read this verse again. But right now, I'm still laying my foundation, because there too, again, you cannot believe God for healing if you don't know what the word says. Prayer supposed, and I'm have to say this, prayer supposed to be based upon what is written, what God said in his word. You just can't, and I used to do this, you just can't go start praying, God, I want you to do this, I want you to do this, and you don't have the word of God to bag it up. God is not obligated to do that. God watch over his word to perform it. And that's why it's so important that you and I need to read the word. Okay, we're gonna continue in that 8th chapter. We're gonna go to another, but in that 13th verse, I'm in the King James Version. In the 13th verse of Matthew 8:13, it says, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way as thou have believed. Look, there too again, that word believing is so important. Now, some people they believe, but I found out, God don't only want you to believe him, but he wants you to trust him. The children of Israel, we made mention, it went better yet, in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, it tells us that the same gospel, the same good news that will preach to us will preach to the children of Israel. But it said, then profit them anything, because they didn't mix faith with it. And faith is taking God at his word. Well, according to Hebrews 11 chapter, it said, now faith is the subject of things that hope for and the evidence of things that not seen. The evidence of our faith is what the evidence is, the word of God. We have to trust. We have to believe and trust God's integrity. And that's why, you know, a lot of times as a born-again believer in the Lord gave me this years ago when I first came into the ministry, really when I first got saved, and he said, and you represent me as a minister. You're supposed to be a woman of integrity, a minister of integrity. If you say a thing, if you say I said something, you're supposed to carry it out. The Bible tells us to lie not one to another. But there too, again, y'all, this is one of the characters of God. God is a God of integrity. And we as ministers of the gospel, we're supposed to conduct and carry ourselves as that as well. Okay, but there too, again, like I said, I want you to see this because it is so important. It is so important so you can base your faith on it. Okay, we're going to drop down to that 14th verse. I'm still in my King James verse. It says, when Jesus will come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lay in sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and listen, and he cast out the spirits with, now that is plural, he cast out the spirits. And even when it's admitted that were possessed with devils, plural, not more than one, and he cast out the spirit, that's more than one, with his word and healed all that were sick. And there too again, that word all is another word you need to really pay attention to, because read that word saying all manner of sickness and disease when they came, when Jesus went in their presence and they came in Jesus' presence, these people were healed. So what if anyone listening at this broadcast right now, whatever sickness and disease that might be done attach itself to your body, listen, it's not too late. You still can experience the healing power of the miraculous power of God. But guess what? You got to believe. I have someone in my family, and I lift up early that she's been, you know, dealing with some illness for numerous of years, you know. But I found out the Bible tells us that we can't be double-minded. We can't say one minute I believe it, one minute I don't. Now, I done experienced certain types of healing in my life, and I thank and praise the Lord for it. But I found out for myself, you can't let down or lay your faith down and get relaxed where your faith is concerned, because every time God delivers you from one thing or heal you from one thing, you're going to need that faith for the next round. There's going to be many rounds that come, but you just can't give up, because sometimes one of the things, whenever you start believing God for anything, whether it's sickness or disease or whether it's finances or whether it's for your marriage or your relationship with your children or whatever, believing for God, you got to be consistent. You can't give up. And I don't know who this is for, but God is telling me to tell you, don't give up. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up. Do not give up. You know, I'm going to have to cut this broadcast short today. I know I ain't been on but 20 minutes, but I have something just came up, and I'm going to have to take care of that. So we're going to cut it short. But listen, be with me on Thursday. And we will continue. But go back and read. Like I said, your homework, go through the scripture and read every scripture on the healing that Jesus was able to do. Again, this was Apostle Miller. Enjoy the rest of your day.